the joint work session of the Lapine Water District, Lapine Special Sewer District, and the City of Lapine for Thursday, September 9th, 2010, is called to order at 10 a.m. We'll start by establishing a quorum for the city, and then the water district, and the sewer district. City members?
This is going to get shut off the music over here in a minute.
I think I'd leave it on. It's a nice background. We're just doing roll call.
Don Granite, Counselor.
Mayor Kitty Shields.
Counselor Hedges.
Counselor McAfee.
Counselor Douglas Ward.
Minister and Assistant Patty Morgan.
City Reporter Luana Demerbaugh.
Donna Ziegler.
Okay, just a minute. First of all, I need to announce all city staff and counselors are present, so we do have a quorum. Barbara, if you want to open your meeting. Barb.
This joint meeting of the Lapine Sewer District, Water District, and the City of Lapine was opened by Kitty Shields, and to make a quorum, I am the president of the Lapine Water District for the water.
I'm the treasurer for the water district. Brian Ellis.
James.
James Newton, board member for Water and Sewer District.
Dennis Carter, board member of the water.
Bill Saunders, commissioner for the water and sewer.
Dennis, would you open your meeting, please? We've got all of our commissioners here.
Okay, we'll open up the meeting for the special sewer district. And I'm Chairman Dennis Carter.
James. You got to say it again, James.
I'm James Newton, director for the water and sewer, and vice president.
Bill Saunders, commissioner.
All present and accounted for by the sewer.
All right.
Yes, all present and accounted.
All right, I'll stand for Pledge of Allegiance, please. Bill, would you like to lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. We did roll call, which was sort of an introduction, but I think we should go around and actually do formal introductions. We will start with City Manager, please.
Rick Allen, City Manager.
Don Granner, City Councilor.
Kitty Shields, Mayor.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Adele McAfee, City Councilor.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
Brian Earls, Commissioner for the Water District.
Donna Ziegler, Operations Manager, Lapine Water.
Barb Ann Nelson Dodson, President, Water District.
Christy Munson, Attorney for the Districts.
Dennis Carter, Sewer and Water.
Bill Saunders, Commissioner, Sewer and Water.
James Newton, Commissioner, City and Sewer and Water.
And our two city staff members,
Minister and Assistant Patty Morgan. City Recorder Luana Damerbaugh.
All right. The first item on our agenda is discussion of the IGA between districts and city. Was that something that you were going to
I'm happy
lead
to
us in? Or I hadn't expected to lead any conversation, but I'm happy to do whatever the district and the cities need done. I can provide you a summary of my discussions with your attorney, Jeremy Green, in the negotiations.
Sure.
So, as you know, as all the government entities know, we've had an IGA between the city and the districts, and that IGA accomplishes, in essence, two things. First, it says the city's going to not withdraw district territory, and the district's going to continue to provide services. It says a couple other niceties and some legal requirements, but that's, in essence, what it says. And that agreement had a one-year term on an ongoing basis, and we would renew it every year. And around the second year, your attorney, Mr. Green, and I had been, and primarily from the direction of the districts, I had been proposing that we make that a longer term, primarily because it was costing us money every time we had to renew and negotiate a new contract, and small governments can't usually afford those kind of attorney fees. And so we have been proposing a two-year contract since the second renewal, I believe, and the city preferred a one-year, which was fine. This time around, we also proposed a two-year, and the city again, for I think a variety of reasons, wanted a one-year. The reasons that the district and commissioners, please speak up if I misspeak or I'm not clear, wanted a two-year were twofold, really. One, avoid attorney fees. It just gets too expensive to keep renegotiating every year. And two, they wanted to make sure, it sounded as if the city was getting its feet under itself and was thinking about the withdrawal process a little more seriously, and they wanted to make sure that everybody, us included, had their ducks in a row before the withdrawal process continued. Having done annexations, dissolutions, withdrawals in the past for several districts, I have advised them that it generally takes a long time. And it's generally, I haven't used this word with you, but it's generally messy. It's not something that's that can happen in one fell swoop. There are loans to be assumed. There are staff to get to know. There are processes to get to know. And so for those reasons, we again proposed a two-year. I had discussions with Mr. Green regarding the city's response to our two-year proposal. And he said, no, they still want a one-year. And I said, well, what we would like to see, if there is a one-year, and if you are getting closer to a withdrawal process, is a series of joint meetings, a one-year contract and a series of joint meetings, so that we can make sure that the communication between the two entities is happening. I don't know if that provides you a good background, or if you'd like me to walk through the actual proposed IGA.
No, I'm fine. So, as far as the IGA, then, what I'm hearing or think I'm hearing is that the districts still would like a two-year IGA signed.
Not necessarily. It's already 9 months past our last signature, so that's why the last one we proposed was just for the 18 months or whatever, 16, whatever, that you guys sent back. I think that this whole process is going to happen, and how it happens is it is very lengthy, and we need to make sure that everybody is totally prepared. I don't think that this is going to, the loans, the operations, the meeting with the staffs, the changing of whatever we're going to change, and how our game plan is, how we feel as boards, how it should run, and how you guys feel as counselors, how it should go, needs to be, we need to meet over and over and over again, every month, every twice a month, who cares, to get this started and find out where your process is with your loans, how we feel about this or that or the other thing. Another concern that both boards have is that the elections are coming up in November. So here we're going to be trying to sign something when we obviously know Barbara didn't want to go again. You didn't re-up, so there'll be a new somebody in your spot. We don't know who. We don't even have a ballot yet to find out who might be city commissioners or councilors or whatever you call yourselves. Anyway, mayor, whatever. We don't know. So part of this is kind of hanging in let's find out who the counselors are in November. You know, I mean, we would sign an IGA today that stated long enough to get us together. And we feel that with the new counselors, with the stuff that's happening, that it can't just happen in 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, whatever you're proposing. I don't know. Because these other counselors may say, you know, guys, we want to back off of that till we have other things done. Or it may be almost the same counselors and we keep on. But November is a time that we're concerned about all of a sudden. We weren't in January, of course. But it does make a difference who the counselors are and how they feel about stuff, and if it's going to be a clean sweep or if it's going to stay the same. None of us know. We don't even know who's running until it comes out on, you know, the internet or whatever. But that's another concern. We'd like to have some kind of IGA, no matter what it is, signed before too long. You know, we've been going back and forth and back and forth, and I don't. I've given up reading them. It's like, okay, if that's what they say, we're going to do fine. Have at it. And I'm good with it. I don't care. We just need something signed. And I think the other commissioners and sewer district feel the same way. You know, let's just get something in place.
And President, may I add one more thing that I should have added earlier? I don't know. It would be nice to have Mr. Green here. I don't know what kind of advice he's given you, but the advice I've given the districts is the districts really don't have a proactive role to play in the withdrawal process. It's important to know that the onus is on the city to initiate the withdrawal process. So as far as any actions that you're waiting for us, I just want you to know that we're waiting for from you. So I didn't want us to be sitting at a table and saying, well, you do it. And so I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Now, one item in the IGA as it's currently written, isn't there a clause that says that the city will not initiate withdrawal?
The formal withdrawal process.
What discussions have been between you and Jeremy and Rick on that?
It's that you can continue to do, the city can continue to do all the legwork and all of that stuff, but in this time when we're supposed to be meeting and doing, and elections are coming up and we're getting to know each other and do all that kind of stuff, you won't take it right there. You'll have all your ducks in a row and be totally ready, and the two districts, whether the IGA is just wiped out by both districts and we say okay and...
Yeah, because I think we were questioning the way that was worded, because, you know, when you say they will not initiate, well, what exactly
does
that mean?
The language. During the term of this agreement, the city will not initiate any ORS 222 annexation, incorporation, withdrawal, or extinguishment actions affecting the district. However, this is the language that's in there. However, should the city begin... And there was question regarding we should put the word informal or formal, but we can still talk about that. Planning for such OR 222 annexation, incorporation, withdrawal, or extinguishment actions, the district will assist and cooperate with the city by promptly providing requested public information, assigning representatives to attend and participate in joint planning meetings, and assisting the city with the drafting of a detailed plan for the provision of water services to the Greater Lapine area as provided in Section 3 of the agreement. So really, that language that was negotiated between Mr. Green and myself and the city and the districts was intended to say, listen, this agreement is about holding off on the formal withdrawal, but continuing with the planning for the withdrawal. And so that's what we were trying to capture there. And really, again, the reason for that was to make sure everybody had plenty of time to communicate, organize, and coordinate.
I personally feel uncomfortable talking about the intricacies of the contract without Jeremy here, and I think it's kind of inappropriate. I mean, we are representative, and he isn't present.
It was my understanding he'd be here, so I...
And I think that we have already brought forward our latest offer or our latest and I think we vetted that out in council session, and I think that's where we should stand on that last.
It would be great to clarify what your final offer was, because my discussions with Jeremy weren't clear as to whether you guys just didn't want to do the IGA at all, or whether you were interested in a 1 year with a series of work sessions.
Yeah, and I think that we made our position clear to our attorney.
First of all, our meetings are taped, so the motions are there. You had a representative in the room when we did it. So, and there were two motions. And the motions are, you know, what is you know, the motion was that we would agree to an extension to June 30th of 2011. So at the time, that was back in July, that was like a year. Now it's obviously September, but at the time. And the second motion was that we did not want to have anything in the agreement that would limit our abilities to initiate a formal withdrawal. Those are the two issues. The rest of the document doesn't need a lot of legal work.
Oh, there was a third issue, I believe.
That we voted on?
Yeah, and that was the one that the district would cooperate and if they had any plans for expansion or that it would go along with our comp plan. That was the
thing. No, I don't remember that, but someone's got the minutes here.
It's in the agreement already.
I think it's already in the agreement.
Yeah. I don't think that was a motion.
It's always been in the agreement.
Oh,
I think this is a third point.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think it's been in the agreement.
Can I see the agreement, Christine?
I didn't have to look at the original agreement. This is just the agreement.
I mean, that was in there, and so, but the two issues were the date, and we didn't want to be boxed in.
Well, Mr. Green did call me and relay that information. I didn't get anything in writing, but he did call me to relay that information. My response to Mr. Green was the entire reason for our districts, and correct me if I'm wrong, presiding this was to have a definite timeline under which withdrawal would not occur so that these conversations could take place. And so I don't know if Mr. Green came back to you with that information. What I did say to him is that we definitely do need that language in there if the city would consider a year, because I went back to the districts and they reconsidered a year timeline with that language, and that we hadn't heard back yet from
the city. But it's still over at you guys's. And so, like I said before, we really don't care. We just need some kind of IGA, and now we're concerned
about
that.
We voted. The position of the council, and it's back to you, is June 30th, which was a year at the time we did it. Now it's 10 months, and that we won't agree to that clause. If it takes 18 months, it doesn't matter. We're going to initiate and start when we need to initiate. You said that, remember, there was nothing for the districts to do, the city, you just said that 10 minutes ago, that the city has to initiate this official discussion.
Correct.
Well, when it says we can't do anything that is basically, we cannot initiate a withdrawal, where is that definition of initiate? So we are going to send you a letter of the things we need, and they include all the issues that have been raised very well over the last 3 years. Because there's all kinds of lists of issues that have been raised. We need to formally go to USDA. We need to formally go to Oregon Water Resources. It may take a year to transfer. It may take 2 years. But we're formally going to move forward on it, and this says during this year you can't formally move forward. So that becomes what I call a circular firing squad.
We have not received this July or June 30th or whatever. We've never received it.
We received a phone call from Mr. Green.
Well, because they were negotiating. But they were negotiating on the phone. That's what attorneys do all the time.
Yes. So.
And your manager was here when the motions were taken.
Right.
So she was in the room. I think the next day they might have requested the tape or the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So she requested that the next day. She was in the room. And Jeremy, you've had a conversation. Now to try to wing that back that we didn't let you know, yeah, a little difficult.
Well, I don't want to say that's what we were saying. What I wanted to say is we had a counter proposal and we've not heard that.
We have responded. Jeremy has told you after our vote, your staff was here and heard the vote.
No, Mr. Allen, what I'm trying to say is that after your vote, Jeremy and I had a conversation, and I had a counter proposal to him regarding would you look at a 1 year agreement with a series of work sessions, and we've not had a chance to hear back from you on that counter proposal.
Let's get Jeremy on the phone.
No, we don't need Jeremy on the phone.
Okay.
I mean, the council made a decision. That was.
So is that the final decision?
Yeah, I mean, it's
well,
obvious, and there has been no.
Yeah, we haven't had any change of heart, any different discussion saying that we would be open to anything else.
Was the proposal put forward to you, the counter proposal that we offered to Mr. Green put forward to you?
I don't know. We haven't discussed that, no.
All right.
So there was just a little, and you know, these things happen in big governments. They don't have
meetings. Well, then the districts are hearing it now that we made our proposal and we're not going to budge.
Pretty much.
I would like to have the proposal in writing sent to me and see it.
We can send you a letter. Jeremy can write you a letter to cite the motions and says that's our position, a one-year agreement that ends June 30th.
We need the IGA the way you guys want.
Exactly.
That's what we need.
We need the IGA
as you want, Jeremy, to send it to you. You'll take a look at it and tell you.
You know what it's going to say.
We could have done nothing without it, though. You understand? We could have made a decision without looking at it. I mean, we have to have the IGA in front of us to make a formal decision. Correct?
That's correct.
And we didn't have it, and that's the situation we're in. Without it, we could.
Normally when attorneys are negotiating, they're going back and forth to their managers and their different things. You don't wait a month, because if it had to come to us for a month, then you only meet once a month, and you canceled your August meeting. This could be 90 days between one little change. We made our motion. It was clear. You people knew what it was.
I don't think that's true. I never heard that.
Well, you might not have, but I don't disseminate information to you.
Yeah, but that what I'm saying is we didn't have a meeting, so therefore how would we know what it was? If you had sent us a formal IGA, we could have read it because they would have dispersed that information to us. The lawyer's not going to call us individually.
I think the best way to proceed would be to discuss the city's offer, because it appears that the city is clear on its offer in that it doesn't want to make a promise not to withdraw. There is no promise not to withdraw in their proposed IGA, and so the districts need to circle back and figure out what their position is regarding that offer. And I don't know if the district would prefer to do the districts would prefer to do that here or not.
No,
but
I would like to have it forwarded to me so I can read it, reject it, do whatever we want to do with it, and send it back to you. That's what I want. Dennis?
Yeah.
Bill?
That'd be fine.
Well, yeah, it should have been done. Should have been done. I mean, it should have already happened.
James?
Should have already seen it.
Brad?
I'm okay with that.
That's what we want.
We know where we're going with the IGA. We'll move on to discussion of annexation of districts in the city.
What we're doing is just early stages of starting into the withdrawal process, not the annexation process, but the withdrawal process. And you will be getting a letter from our attorneys that will kind of, you know, formally ask for various information, documents, kind of due diligence, because that's one of the things you have to do, and that's why it does take a year or so to do this. You'll be getting that, and it could be one or two pages long, and it'll be everything from water rights to DEQ permits to employee contracts, if you have any. I mean, it's just soup to nuts, whatever's out there. So that then we can start working our way through those, and we have the utilities committee that's obviously out there and help with citizens involved. Several of them are here, and start working on our way through it. We have met with several of the state agencies that are involved. I meet next week with a couple of them, and letting them know our timelines, kind of what we're looking for. And if they say it takes to August, it's okay. That doesn't matter. It could be June, it could be August, it could be April, as far as when it takes to get those permits. And then once we get a feel for that length of time, we then will know better. But until you sit down with them, we don't know. People anecdotally throw out, it's a long process. Is it 2 years to get a water right? Is it 2 months to get a water right transferred? We don't know. And so we're starting those conversations, and very methodically, we'll start to crunch through those and deal with them as we work along. And that's kind of, what our plan is. And Donna has provided me anything that I've needed at this point. we haven't asked for any of the big documents particularly. And we can get those, obviously, from the state. They have them, but it's easier to get them via you guys. And, which is the next agenda item, too, so we can kind of bundle together. We'd like to have a board member or two serve on our, you know, on our utility committee or our public works committee so we could start, you know, working our way through it. Our goal is to have it done the end of the year, June 30th, because that's easy for budgets. And I was reading, you know, in here somewhere in some of the minutes from 2 or 3 years ago, I think Barb Ann mentioned that you wanted, that's why you did annual agreements. You always wanted to know earlier so you could plan ahead. And so we're trying to give you about a year's notice. But our goal is next June. If it's July 15th or July 30th or August 30th, it doesn't matter. It's going to take what it takes. But you have to start it in order to get there. And that's what we're doing, is we're just starting. And so far, all we've done is very basic due diligence, meeting with some state agencies, and then we'll start. And you'll get a letter that will be official that starts the process.
Have you met with USDA yet?
Yes.
You have?
2 hours.
Have they given you this
yep.
information? Okay, I just brought copies of it in case the counselors didn't have a copy of it. The assumption, yeah. transferring assumption process.
It starts out, you know, in the USDA process is one that they don't know how long it takes. I mean, nothing's easy with the USDA.
Christy knows more.
and she might, but it doesn't bother me if it takes a long time. It just takes what it takes. And so that's why the ending date doesn't make any difference. We're going to start it. I think in the past, no one ever started it, so the date's never meant anything.
Well, I believe that the utilities committee was trying to start it before you walked in the door, so it has been started. You know, they were working hard on Adele was there and getting it all together. I mean, it's we were pretty much fine with everything, you know, going the way it was and trying to get things done and being cooperative as we could with the city. And then we had something from the Board of Commissioners, the County Board of Commissioners, that says that they will, if necessary. Did you make copies of this?
No, I didn't.
I think you guys should read this because it was
hectic.
And then their lawyer called us and said that they cannot.
No.
They have no authority.
The town of Christie.
It was her. They have no, and the lawyer was even out of town when this letter was written and signed. And we're like, wow, it's not even written to, it's written to Donna. And it's not even written to the water at all. It just addresses the sewer. And why is this being sent? You know, we have done what we're trying to do and work with you the best we can. We're not trying to stop anything from going on. We're just trying to move along at a pace that's correct.
I think it was a good place to start is that to have board members on our utility committee. And that will show that you get a good cooperation.
Well, and that's why when that was happening and I was told these facts that I know about this stuff, I was continuing to be told by your president of that committee or the head or whatever you want to call him, thank you for your opinion, and I'd bring documents and stuff, and I got pretty tired of being told thank you for your opinion when I was bringing him facts. And so that's when I went to the districts and asked them, do I need to continue this? What do you want me to do? This is how the meeting went. They listened to it and stuff and said, no, don't go. So when we decided to have these joint work sessions, that was fine with us because then this board would be here. That would be us, all of us, not just me being told thank you for your opinion. It would be all of us here to discuss stuff. And I think that I realize that you have boards for everything, or I don't know what, committees, that's what you call them, for everything, because you can't do anything. You get these people to get your information and then you make decisions. I understand all that, but in a process as huge as this, I think it should be you and us. I don't think it should be a committee trying to gather information that can get misscrewed up to you guys. You know, and that type of thing. I think the committee was great, and I think they did a good job, and they made a budget thing I hear and stuff, and I think that's wonderful. But I believe that we should be discussing everything between you guys and us. And you guys should be visiting the office, and you should be getting to know, you should know how old the sewer system is, and what you're taking on, whether they're, you know, what has been redone, what hasn't, and be prepared. Okay, so in this fake budget, we may have to do all of Huntington Meadows or wherever in the sewer, and we might have to do this, and we might have to do that, and then there's, you know, there's all these things that we do. The water and sewer go underneath the railroad tracks, so we have to have a contract with the railroad company. We have, I mean, there's just these things that you that takes time for you to get to know each one of these things and understand them.
What you're proposing then is to have, instead of having the utility committee, then have the joint meetings between the council and the board.
So, and I thought that was in our, that's what we proposed the last time in our IGA. Correct?
It wasn't in the actual language, that was our verbal proposal.
Yes. Right, part of the verbal thing. Then that's what made me think it was still back at you guys. Because we had verbally said, no, let's just start having these meetings, continue this thing at the 1 year or whatever time it is, whatever, and continue to have the meetings this way. And we'll see, then we'll meet with the new commissioners or stay with the old commissioners or... That's what you are.
Counselors,
sorry. I have to read it. And come November, and then we'll see how it works out from that. So that was our assumption, all of our assumptions, that we were just moseying along here waiting for the next step of stuff. Because we never thought that the water and sewer should not belong to the city. We just didn't think it was the right... It was going too fast. We needed the space, the time to let you guys know what you're taking over. And I myself would love to have it go to a vote of the ratepayers. That's not how it works anymore. But that's what I would like to do, to see what they felt like. You know, I mean, kind of get a feel of those, because we represent those people, and that's what we're trying to do to the best, their best interest, just like you represent Lapine to Lapine's best interest. So during these joint meetings, we want to get to a place where we know exactly how you feel this thing's going to come down to the tip of it, and it gets taken over, and then we put in our 2 cents, and it gets moved around to this way and that way, and then our road is the same to the end.
I agree. I think ongoing joint meetings between the city council and the two districts' boards would be great. I'd like to maintain our utilities committee because they do a lot of legwork for us, and we just don't have the time to do that research. So, you know, we might look into something like having our joint meetings with the utilities committee, as it is also attending and participating.
In my personal opinion, I think that, you know, a lot of hard work has gone into the districts and forming them and getting them to the way they are now. And to cut this legacy out, I think, would be a mistake. I mean, we have options. We have maybe a utility commission where board members could be in between the operation part of the water sewer, the utility board, and then the council. The utility board functions as an advisory board, much of what you do now. I mean, there are options.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's what we want to know. That's your game plan. Is it Barbara's? Is it Kitty's? We want to know what this committee, this city council, feels how this should go and what it should be like at the very end of the stop. And that's what we're waiting on. And that's why we said, let's make all these meetings and do this thing here and get you guys to be well-informed. Well-informed. Not just, well, it's sewer and water, let's take them over and then get it dumped in your lap, when you're working on other things as well. You know, it's not like you guys don't do anything. You have stuff on your plate, and what we're trying to do is keep our stuff off your plate until your plate is empty enough to put it on there. That's our thing.
I'd like to address another one, a concern that you brought up earlier, and that's with elections coming up, and there will be changes on the council. We have one, two, three, four, five of the candidates here now, and so I'm sure we can, we already know these two candidates' position, we're ready to move forward on this.
I don't want any part of that.
So
asking the other people.
Well,
I don't want any part of that. We don't know who's going to be elected. I don't want any.
We don't know who's going to be
in the election process.
And that would be a huge.
Oh my gosh! If say
Bad Mojo,
one of these guys say no, we don't want water sewer, and so these people here spread that around and don't elect him. I'm not doing that, or her, or whomever. Yeah. I don't even know who these people are that you're talking about, because I know all.
Well, what I was
only signed one
what
paper,
I was going to suggest is that these three people are here now, who are not currently on the council, kind of suggest to me that they're interested in this and they would be attending meetings. And so
they're more than welcome to come to the meetings.
Yeah,
that's what I'm asking.
I don't want to hear an opinion. I really don't. So whoever is elected, if
they're allowed to speak to.
Yeah, if all of the candidates continue.
All of the meetings are public, so I believe that anybody interested should be there.
Yeah.
And of course, these people that are running for positions are most definitely interested, you know, and what. Yeah.
So anyway, what I was going to say was, you know, you know our positions, mm-hmm. and if these other three will attend meetings, they will be gathering information that will help them to. Any one or all of them that are elected then will not be just coming into this mm-hmm. cold and saying, oh, what's here? They will be formulating their thoughts on where they would like to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mayor, I think that the reality is that elections will come and go mm-hmm. every other year.
Right.
Theirs are every other year, and they're the opposite of ours. In a process, it's going to take a year or two.
Yeah.
In both cases, councilmen and board members will come and go. That isn't a reason to not move forward. It's not a reason to change how we move forward. If a new council is elected and they said in January, you know what, we want to stop moving forward, staff stops moving forward. If the district elects new board members who says we don't want anything to do with it, they direct their staff to not have anything to do with it. Board members on both sides will come and go every year. People resign in the middle of terms and new people will be appointed. That's a red herring to that. That's a process that is somehow we have to worry about or something. Yet these agreements have been out there for several years, and this has been sitting around for 7 months unsigned. We just have to start working on the issue of moving forward, I think, and this,
what did you hear to make you think that we're not wanting to move forward? This is the elections. We're talking about having joint meetings, having these people that are other
candidates
there and stuff. I don't understand why you're thinking that we want to stop until November when we just discussed having many, many, many people at our meetings and having these joint meetings. I don't understand you.
Right. I think I understand what I said. I mean, I think others do. You made the point that because the election's ahead, we're going to cause you not to know who's going to be here and what they want to do.
I had backed up to that just to throw something out to hopefully make you feel a little more comfortable, because you had said that earlier and it made you feel uncomfortable, and I was trying to illustrate why it shouldn't. And Rick also helped with that. It's just a reality that you're always going to have different people on board
I'm
and
not,
stuff. So.
Well, it's an idiot.
I think the concern is the fact that with the IGA in place, that it really doesn't matter what happens on the boards, because now there's an agreement between the two districts. And with that in place, it doesn't matter what happens. I think that's what we're talking about, is that without this sign, without noise, see, if somebody's elected to our board or elected to your board or your council, if there's an agreement signed, that's in place. And it's a contract, and therefore it means that that's what's going to happen. Correct?
Yeah, and we're going to...
So it doesn't matter who's elected, then, therefore there's something in place and it's ready to
go. If it's going to merge together in the next year, you know, by the time this thing gets signed, it'll be merged.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think the IGA is being overplayed because it's already been since December 31st, we haven't had one, and everyone flushes their toilet, and it works the same, and everyone's drinking water. So, I mean, I see it as it's something we should have, and but at the end of the day, you know, spending another 2 or 3 months worrying about that, and then are we adding a year onto that date? Are we trying to, it's this thing to just keep moving dates out. Because I don't know why you would have a paragraph that says you can't formally initiate withdrawal.
We're saying at the end of that time, if you're ready, then you send us a letter saying you're ready. Now, initiating doesn't mean that you can't work on it. There's nothing that says you can't get your ducks in order. Doesn't mean you can't prepare. Doesn't mean you can't talk to USDR. It doesn't mean any of that stuff. It means the final formal letter says we're going to do this, and this is when we're going to do it. And what we're saying is that at that point, at the end of the agreement, you'll give us that letter. Then we'll know exactly the date.
And if we can't do that, if we can't do that until the agreement expires, it expires. Pick the date we decide. If it's June 30th, and we can't do it till July 1st, now we no longer have an agreement because the agreement expired. That's why I say it's a circular firing squad. There is no way to initiate withdrawal during an agreement.
I don't think so. I think you can do it anytime you like. What we're saying is during that period is that we're going to work together.
Yeah.
And we're going to get everything coordinated, everything correct, so that our side is taken care of, that your side's taken care of, that we all know, okay, this is what we're going to do. I think that's all it really says. It doesn't say, if, you know, and if you send us a letter saying, hey, this is the time we're looking for, we're not going to be upset with that. If you say, if you send us a letter, hey, you know what, next year on, you know, we think
May 1st
or July or something, we're
telling you June 30th.
Yeah.
I know, but
we hadn't got that information. Thank you.
Well, you did.
I'm just saying, we were prepared to sign a one-year deal set multiple times. Multiple times we're willing to sign a one-year deal. All we're saying is we want to make sure that as the process goes forward that all the information is on the table, that we're prepared to go, and that nothing is left unturned. So when it happens, it happens very smoothly, or as smoothly as possible, especially for our users and our employees. Because as board members, we're elected to be concerned about the water district and the users that are in it. So what are we concerned about? Do they get water? Evidently, you find out they were. So.
Yeah.
And that they get it at the lowest cost and the best service possible. I mean, that's our job. That's what they elected us for.
That's correct.
And that's all we can do because that's our job. And then beyond that, we want to make sure that all the users, you know, carry on this service without any interruption or any difficulties, and that our employees that work for us continue to know exactly what they're supposed to do. And beyond that, you know, if we can help you guys do what you need to do, then I think we're ready and willing and prepared to do that.
There's no disagreeing with that. It might happen June 30th.
Yeah.
Might happen April 1st.
Yeah. And I don't understand legal stuff that much, so I'm not a lawyer, so I don't, you know, I don't know what the formal, I don't know if it's formal or letter, I don't know if it's, if it's a resolution, I don't know what.
Why don't you just strike if you all agree that we're going to move forward and it's fine to move forward, and since initiate doesn't really mean much, then why don't you just take out that paragraph, which wasn't in the old agreements, that's been newly added. So somebody wanted that added. And that doesn't just come out of thin air.
No, I don't think that was the board members necessarily. I think that's something between the lawyers. Cause
well, our lawyer didn't propose it.
Well, I don't think it's something we would have understood anyway. So.
Well, I think at this point that everyone understands where we want to go.
Yeah.
And that Christy and Jeremy and Rick can, I'm sure, come up with, you understand.
I think the district needs to go back and fully be advised regarding what this contract actually does without that language. We had similar language, actually.
There's another third element that I don't want to be overlooked.
Yeah, whatever it is.
But then to get back to...
What's the third element?
It's something to do with not planning outside of our comp plan.
Okay, I'll need... Perhaps Jeremy can give me that language.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're back at the IGA instead of the annexation. Like I said, I want to see the paper, read it, sign it, and be ready. If that's, you know, that's, I thought we were done with that.
Well, someone came back. But so I explained the withdrawal. We're moving forward on the withdrawal process and doing our due diligence. And what we would ask of the districts is, like you said, because you do support moving forward on it, then as staff is going to work on it, and if the boards meet quarterly or something as this moves along, you know, because there'll be things that go back to both boards for signatures, approvals, but really the staff and the attorneys have to kind of work forward to move this along. And my counsel has directed Jeremy and I to do that. And I don't know what's happened over here, but you'll be getting requests that are going to ask you to, you can start right at the top, you know, to tell our, you know, rural development, it's okay if you go ahead and work on this in transferring the loan. You pointed it out. It's number one on the list. And those are things the district's going to have to say yes.
Have you requested that from us?
No.
Yeah. Okay, and then when it comes to us, have we ever said that we wouldn't?
No, I didn't say that. I'm telling you what's coming down the road.
Correct. And so, we've been aware of this for a long time, the process of what's coming down the road. And it seemed to us that before you went, you hadn't even, as far as we knew, hadn't gone to rural development. And so that is one of the very, funding is one of the very first things that you need to do. We hadn't heard anything about you looking for funding for this takeover. And so we're just still sitting around waiting to hear from you guys. That's why the joint meetings are so important, so we can know what you're doing, what we've got. You've been to rural development. Now you need to do this. Now we need to do that. And it's outlined here for us to basically go along doing these things, and we're not opposed to that at all. I don't understand where any hostility on our part, especially when we get something from the commissioners that, you know, I mean, we're not opposed to this stuff. We need
so
to meet and get together.
Do you know where this came from, where this was initiated?
I think that
I met with the county. There were several people in the room that are here. There was 40 people in the room.
You helped initiate the letter of the hostile takeover?
I didn't.
That's what they sent us. Somebody did.
What I would like is to go down the line and tell us what your biggest concern is. What is your biggest fear? What is your biggest concern? What do you want to see happen? Mm. I'm sorry, sir. What is your name?
Bill.
Bill.
Well, do we have any real estate agents in here?
Yes, we do. Raise your hand.
If you're selling a house and you have a buyer, until you are qualified to buy and have everything taken care of, me as a seller, I could care less. So I'm wasting my time as a seller until you have all the groundwork done to buy my house. And this is what I'm seeing. We're waiting for when the council has all of their things put together and we're ready to move forward, then they present it to us, the seller. And we say, yeah, that's a good deal. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing we haven't got that letter from the meeting in June. We haven't received anything. And this word, initiate means to start. And we say you can't start. To me, initiate, you initiated the fight. You started the fight. But if we say you can't initiate, that means you guys can't do anything. You can't start it. You can't, you know what I mean? That's how I feel the word initiate. Hang it out of there. Because it's going to happen, folks. It's going to happen. You guys will have the water and the sewer. And we're going to turn over to you in the best possible way and manner. Period. If that means I have to be on the other committee and one of us or two of us, the same thing, make it a happy transaction and transition. But I think, in other words, you got to get all your ducks lined up, like someone said. And then, because we're the seller and you're the buyer, but you have to qualify to buy us. Because if you don't qualify, you can't buy us. Right? If you don't have the money or you don't have the what it takes to do it, then it's not a deal. So it's in your lap that you can take us over and you can afford it. And I guess that's what your committee is doing. So until we start out with that letter that we need to get of what took place at the June meeting,
July or
July, whatever, and let's proceed.
I have concerns, and my first concern is employees. I want them taken care of. I've been in this business longer than anybody in the room. I initiated the sewer and then sat on the water board after it got started. The questions, I guess, what I have is once you take it over and the city assumes the sewer and water, and like a bill, that's exactly what's going to happen. And we don't oppose it. But the questions will be asked is, where's the money going? How's it going to get used? Are you going to change the rates? Are you going to make everybody in town mad? What's going to happen? Those are just questions that are going to get asked. It's redundant. I've listened to Barb Van say the same thing 15, 20 times. Listened to Mr. Allen say the same thing 15, 20 times. Let's move on. We got things to do.
James, your concerns?
Well, my concern is that, like I said, I don't plan to become part of the city. That's natural growth through, been going on for 100 or 200 years, but I've been in a meeting or so of you peoples, and all I seen was a lot of yelling out about what you was trying to get done. You know what I mean? You have your hands full. And every time you pick up the paper, there's a list of all these things that need taken care of. Well, and I know they do, because it's a new city, like somebody said in the article I was reading yesterday or something. And these things have to be done. Well, water and sewer, you know, it's not hurting nobody, and it's being done. So whenever you guys get these things done and get a room on the table for our things, which is, we don't feel is a problem. I mean, there's a lot of ins and outs and goes and things that has to be done, yes, to make it go from one agency to another, but still, we're getting by just fine and taking care of the water and the sewer. And whenever it comes time to you guys get a room on your table for it, or prior to you, I hope it don't give you any more problem than it gives us. But I've sat around listening and heard and read articles that there's a lot of things that is giving you a problem, and the biting ends that you're trying to get lined out and that need to be part of a city. That, like somebody said in the article, these things have been on some cities for over 100 years and still getting worked on well. It's new and fine. And it has to be, all these things have to be gotten in place, and from a dog catcher to or something else that seems to be taking up time, and code enforcement people and on, that they're taking a, must be taking your time because somebody's writing an article about it. And so, like I say, I feel that I can take care of the water, help take care of the water and sewer until you people get a lot of this stuff lined out and out of your way. And so that's my concern. I have no objection whatsoever. And I've never become part of the city. That's just a natural as getting up every morning. It's going to happen.
Thank you, James. Barbara.
Well, I've talked a little bunch today. My biggest concern, I suppose, has to do with what James has to say, that I didn't ever believe that you guys were ready for the sewer. I believe that the Utilities Commission was doing a fine job gathering information and letting you guys know, but I didn't really think that your plate was empty enough for the sewer and water. That doesn't mean that I don't think that we need to continue on this. I would have never got on that board at all because I wasn't there to oppose it. I was there to help. So I just didn't think, like James, that you're ready to continue on and as long as the process, I mean, when we started the water, our funding took 3 years. 3 years, guys. So I don't know that that's not going to happen to you. that you're funding. I don't know if rural development is going to be able to swap the loan over to you, if you can show the right assets and all. I don't know. But ours took 3 years to get even started before we could do, and it was probably 5 years before a pipe went in the ground. So that's why these IGAs in the 2 years, and let's not rush this on you guys, because I don't know how long this process is going to be. I only know from experience how long it was for us, and it was a long, long time. It was a very long time. In the first 3 years, we made one decision, and that was the color of the tank. And then they didn't have that paint anymore, so we had to go with a different color. I'm serious, that was the only major decision 3 years after it was voted in. And we sat twice a month and talked things over, and everything went backwards. I mean, just like you guys, you've made your decision, this is it. And then, that's not how that really works. So, okay, now this is it. And we would do that, and it would come back on. So that, with a new city, I assume that you're having the same problems as the water did when they first formed, and that it was years before we could get stuff done, even though it was voted in, just like you were voted in as the city, and it was years before we had water to one spot and had a little celebration. Yay, a hydrant works, you know, or the well works or whatever. So that's where these IGAs and all of this stuff, I don't want you jumping the gun. That's it. I don't want the employees to feel like they've got 14 bosses and they don't know which way to turn to flush the toilet. They don't know what to do. You know, that you guys would like this, but we're telling you to do that. I don't want the employees in that kind of manner or upset by requests or arguments or whatever. I wanted it to be a smooth thing, and it appeared then that it wasn't turning out that way. And I suppose that I've never been opposed. I would have loved to have it go to vote. I really would have, because then we would know what, that's my job, is the users. And we would know what the users wanted, and but that's not part of the process. So I don't know. I feel like this today was a huge step for all of us, and I'm glad we're here. And I want to leave, but I'm pretty frank about how I feel. I think that we should plan another meeting session and discuss what's happened on your side of the street, and for quite soon, and get our IGA, and we meet next week to look at it. So hopefully we'll have it at that time and see what we think of it, and then move forward. This whole, I mean, if it takes us 9 months for an IGA, what's it going to take us for the other? You know, these things are what goes through my brain, that mine personally. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about the whole thing. I'm not saying this is how the board feels. They're expressing their own opinions. Thank you.
I think first and foremost, you have to know that we're prepared and willing to help you any way we can. We've directed Donna to help you any time you come in, to give you any information that you've requested, and I think she understands that. You understand that, correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think I've been doing that.
So, and she tells me she's doing it, so I believe she's been doing it. So that's first and foremost where we stand. Anything that you guys need, you can have, and any way we can help, we will help. I think my concern is much like other people. You know, I was elected to do a job, and my job is to give the consumer, the people that buy water from the district that I'm a board member of, to give them the best service, the cheapest rate, and the most efficient way possible. And that's my concern. That will be my concern until I'm no longer a board member of the water. That's what I was elected to do. So,
I'm sorry, I want to reiterate, the rates really do bother me. What you're going to do with the rates. That's something that I pay an absorbing amount as it is, and I don't want to pay anymore. And so it does bother me that it will be under somebody else's thumb whether or not to raise it. Thanks.
All right.
I'd like to make a comment if I could, please.
Yes.
You were talking of comparing it to a real estate transaction. Well, actually, what happened, the city council said to our city manager, we want to take it over, so you start the investigation. And that's exactly what he's doing. We instructed him to do that. So he's making those preliminary inquiries at this time. And I don't think it's we were trying to do it in secret. I think we did it right here in a meeting and said, do it. Find out what it takes. And we're all waiting for a report from our city manager, and he hasn't got all the information yet, and he probably won't have it for a while. But that, it was the unanimous vote of the council to move forward on it. And the vote was that the city manager should start taking or finding out the information that we need to do to move forward in a positive way and in a way that will cause the least amount of concern with the Water and Sewer District as well as with the council. But it was our intent to move forward as quickly as possible, but still know where we were going and what our obligation was going to be at the time we assumed the two districts. Thank you.
Do you assume that this letter we got in the mail helped this situation at all?
I have a copy of the letter that I received, but I didn't write the letter, so I can't tell you.
Well,
and I don't believe that any member of the council asked to have a letter written.
I know, I believe, but that was the county's attempt at showing support for the.
Well, we got some brain children in our county then. All I gotta say.
But I think we need to get past the letter. It sounds like we're all thinking along the same line that, you know, we've all recognized that this is something that at some point was going to take place. Someone had to start it. Rick came along with the energy and the willingness to do that. And, you know, we're all pretty much saying the same thing. It's always been there that it's going to happen. We're moving into that now, so let's decide how we're going to move into that. I like your idea of having regular joint meetings, and so maybe that's where we are now, is deciding how now we are going to formally approach this. Do you have any thoughts on that, Rick?
Well, I already sent an email to Jeremy telling me to get that document ready.
I have.
No, I mean, I think that Donna and I need to work forward on it. Again, you have to have the staff out there, and the two attorneys between the four of us will be working forward on the things. We'll be sending official requests for information, as you said. We need to officially request the stuff, and we will do that per your request, and it's actually required by law that we do that because we are the ones initiating withdrawal, so we'll do that. And then as questions and issues come up, we need to, you know, keep communicating, and we can have meetings with agendas and just work our way through it. And I have no clue how long.
When do you want our next meeting to be? 2 weeks, a month, what?
Well,
I think Rick and I can probably work that out.
We need to probably just meet month.
I think these people here would like to know.
Well, I think that it needs to be when there's information you need a meeting for.
Pardon?
Well, we need to have things to bring back, you know, that for decisions and those types of things. If all parties, all three boards agree, we're moving forward and there's going to be a withdrawal and everyone's on board doing that, it's a matter of working your way through everything from loans to water rights to working with employees, you know, making sure that they feel comfortable kind of sitting down with them and talking about how we see that. You've got the utilities committee, and we'd like to have a couple people from the districts on that. So, you know, it's part, there's a couple councilmen on it. That's kind of like a subcommittee, and that's probably the way the easiest to do it. And then you bring the full boards when you have to do the full notices and all of that kind of stuff. And our utilities committee is recorded, and minutes are online within about 2 weeks. So, you know, it's all very public.
I would like my board members, which includes all five, to meet in at least a month with this council to find out where it's gone and what's happening. At least a month, if not 2 weeks, because, like you say, you know, apparently you're thinking that we are dragging our feet, and we're not. We want it to go as fast and smooth as possible, and so I would like to meet whenever.
In two weeks, we could meet. Do you want to meet?
I think 2 weeks is too soon.
I'm thinking so, too.
I think
we can have the
monthly meetings opposite of our board meeting, something like that. In other words, let's say the 15th.
We meet
and
next.
Then we meet on the 15th of next month. Well, ours is the...
Next Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah. Then 2 weeks after Tuesday meet. And then we have our meeting.
And I guess Rick's only down here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Well, here any day you meet.
Whatever day. Normally come down, Kitty.
It depends on what we have going on and what we need to schedule.
This is a top priority for the council, so that's how I prioritize my time.
But you told me on the phone that you were normally down here.
I'm not normally, but I can be.
What
normally,
I'm here Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Let's do it Wednesdays.
Okay, so
Thursdays.
We can... Thursday's all right.
If we're going to meet daytimes, that's... Then that's
yeah, it's a little difficult.
That's the hard, I think, for Barbara Ann, for...
I can't meet on Wednesday night.
Wednesday nights
would be okay.
Thursday nights?
Yeah. Dennis? Bill, you probably can't make a whole lot of Thursday nights, but you'll come when you can.
I'll be here when I can,
okay.
Sure.
Okay. James, Thursday nights?
Yeah.
Bye.
Some Thursday nights would be okay. Sometimes I'm done for
track and stuff. Yeah.
Tuesday night okay?
I can be here on Tuesdays, though. Because I'm here on Wednesdays.
That's right. You just stay. When do you guys meet?
Wednesdays,
but you know, that's a long time.
Well, it's too long for you guys to come in and deal with us and then the other.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So,
the second and fourth Wednesday.
Okay, so maybe we should start the first Wednesday of next month.
No, the Wednesdays are pretty taken with planning commissions. We're adopting ordinances.
Okay, first Thursday.
They're not Wednesdays. There are no Wednesdays.
Tuesday.
I can make early Tuesday.
Tuesday will work.
Rick said Tuesday's okay.
What'd you say?
Well, Tuesday would work for me. I would meet every Tuesday night at 6:30. So, I mean, I could do it at 5:30. I could meet for an hour at 5:30 and be done by 6:30.
What time is at night time?
Tuesday would be 6 o'clock for me.
Six.
Six is what you're talking about?
Could it be on a Friday? Because we don't usually have meetings on
Friday. I party every Friday night.
Wednesday nights are our business meetings.
How about we meet Tuesday nights after our business meetings that we meet on Tuesdays already? So that is the third Tuesday of the month. We'll be fresh out of our meeting that is at 10 in the morning. And then we can plan on going and letting you guys know if anything has been done at that meeting. And it's fresh in our brains so we don't...
And our engineer could be here.
And all of that stuff. So let's go with the third Tuesday of next month, which is, I mean, that's going to give us 5 weeks for Allen to get stuff together.
You're talking the 19th of October?
Correct. And that's kind of a long time if we want to meet again. And something comes up, we'll have to...
Well, the utilities committee will meet before that, and if we would like to get a couple of... Because that's where you'll get into the nitty-gritties.
So. Okay, well,
six o'clock is what you're thinking then?
Yeah.
Six?
For me,
that
night.
No, you're saying... you're saying 11 o'clock. Daytime after...
No. I'm saying we'll go to our 10 o'clock meeting, and then that evening, on Tuesday evenings... Bill says he's good. You're good?
Two in the afternoon. What difference does it make?
Well, because some people work. You're saying 6 p.m.?
What's the earliest for you guys?
Earliest, I guess, would be 4 or 5. 5 would be better for...
We already have a 4:30 utility. The utilities committee meets on at 4:30 or 5 on that.
Near an hour?
They
can switch.
We can.
they need to switch because these guys need 4:30 at least. Brian needs from 4:30 to 5:30 would work for you.
I could do 5:30 to 6:30, but it sounds like he can't. It sounds like he has to have 6 o'clock though.
I'm sorry. Don, did you say 6 was the earliest for you?
I'll try to make a 5:30 if that's what you need, but it'll be tight for me.
On Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Tuesdays are bad for you.
I'll do my best to be here by 5:30.
We may change around. Start on church and do it Sunday.
Yes, bingo.
Oh, he's got bingo.
Oh, that's right, bingo.
And Monopoly for me, so.
Okay,
so Tuesday the 19th at 6 o'clock, or 5:30 is what we've decided.
If anyone wants 6 o'clock, I'd just come for half an hour and then I should be off.
How about 6 o'clock on that Tuesday?
If 5:30 or 6, either one, I'll be either one.
6 o'clock sounds good. And that way, he might be a little late. You have to leave early. There's always going to be a little of that with this many people.
Overlapping. And they meet when? When do they meet?
They meet at 4:30 if they'd be
okay,
done.
So perfect. Then we can hear from what they've said, or we could be right here, both of them, and we're all kind of meeting at the same time to get ourselves together. And then
that's going
to
be the October 19th, 6 o'clock down here.
Okay.
And the sewer... The utilities group meets at 4:30, so.
And I would say I would be willing to be on that committee, but I hold practice from 3 to...
On Thursday, I'm going to...
3 o'clock when I start practice
too.
Cross country, so I don't know if I'd rather be done by 4:30. It just kind of depends. I don't know if anybody else on...
We'll discuss it at our meeting on Tuesday, okay? What our game plan is.
Figure out
for
what
that,
you want,
for
what
that
you
count.
Want.
That
we'll make that
group
happen.
Of people.
Yeah, we might be able to move things a little.
So the girl.
Okay, so we may have to meet earlier than that because that is a long ways out. If Mr. Allen has some stuff ready for us to discuss and sign and do all that kind of
thing. Well, theoretically, we'll have an agreement to you, Marvan, and your attorney, and then also maybe that list of some of the things that we think
right.
we're going to need.
By Tuesday, 10 o'clock?
We can have the IGA, but
okay.
I don't know
about
that.
At least we'd like that by Tuesday, 10 o'clock. And then we'll have to go over it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm serious.
We'll go over it and then call you, I guess.
That's about all.
And tell you when
we'll
Okay. We have too many conversations going on here at once.
So, thank you.
I guess we're at number 7. Yeah, and if we are going to have the districts and the city meeting regularly, do we still want to have a board member from each of the districts on the utilities committee? We're going to discuss
it
Tuesday. We'll discuss that Tuesday.
I'll be at your meeting.
Okay. Okay, people, we have made progress here. I'll ask for public comment. From my board. Anybody have any questions from the letter?
I'd like to introduce myself. I've met most of you before, but some of you I haven't. My name is Jake Salatone. I'm from the Rural Community Assistance Corporation. In a nutshell, RCAC is a nonprofit that helps rural communities preserve and maintain their infrastructure. So I'm happy to participate as requested to serve as a third party to keep the discussion focused around how are we going to best manage our utilities to provide the highest level of service to our communities and negotiate whatever the council and the districts decide to do to make that process as smooth as possible. We have close relationships with the state agencies and funders, so if there's any way we can help through that process, I'm happy to.
So you will be at our joint meetings then?
Yep. If I'm invited, I would be there.
You know, I think he could maybe serve. Do you think Barban, he could serve a good role as kind of an intermediary, kind of neutral to the thing? And since we got those meetings all on Tuesday, which you did a good job, your meetings in the morning, utilities at 4:30, and then the joint meetings at night. He could be here one day and hit your special meetings, the utility meeting, and then the joint meeting all in one day.
Mm-hmm. We held it Tuesday. That's and who are you sponsored by?
The Rural Community Assistance Corporation. It's a nonprofit agency.
Out of where, though?
Oh, well, we're headquartered in West Sacramento, California. We have an office in Portland and in Spokane.
I've seen the name. I've seen that on the internet.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we serve 11 states in the West.
Okay. Your government, it's a transfer. Government, you get money from, like, USDA into this nonprofit.
We receive funding as set-asides in the Safe Drinking Water Act and the Clean Water Act. So those are federal monies that support the technical assistance and training that we can provide. But we're not a regulatory agency. We're not a government agency. That's why I feel we can serve as a third party. We don't have a dog in the fight. Our interest is in maintaining the highest level of service and making sure that the utilities are managed well. Maintained.
Thank you.
Yeah. Art Euchre, I'm the agent of record for the City of Lapine for insurance, and the reason I'm commenting because, you know, the transition, this is one of the concerns that everybody should have with regards to the indemnity or the assumption of the districts. And having received copies of the current policies of SDAO that the utilities has some time ago, now the ducks are in a row for that transition. That's very simple. City Insurance Services already has produced a preliminary quote. They have the information. So that will move very quickly and smoothly, so there's no issue with lapses of coverage, both from the standpoint of facilities and services.
And they're the same level of coverage?
Yeah, that's exact. It's cool. Just it's pretty much just a lateral move out of SDAO into CIS. They have the same programs available. I don't know if this is going to help or make anybody feel any more warm or fuzzy, but I worked for Clackamas County back in the 80s for 8 years. I was a level 2 certified wastewater treatment operator for the state of Clackamas County, licensed by the state of Oregon. So I understand a lot of what the infrastructure issues are. You know, I'm an insurance agency. I've been there. I've been on that receiving end of that pipes. So, you know, I've operated, you know, package plant level all the way up to, like, the Tri-City Treatment Plant in Oregon City. So I understand the process. So I think that should at least give you an idea that, you know, there's some understanding of what, logistically, what you do on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, if you have questions for me or if you have concerns, you know, don't hesitate to ask because, you know.
And I would like people, if they have specific questions about the sewer system, to call us because our system is very, very different to the point where when our guys to go take the test, what we do isn't even addressed on the test.
Yeah, because you're processing effluent from septic.
Right.
You're not processing the raw sewer.
Correct.
So you're probably doing secondary and tertiary, and you're not even touching
right.
the primary.
Exactly.
Process. All right.
You are Lapine Insurance, correct?
Yeah, right next to me.
Yes. Art, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't get it all that.
Okay.
My hearing.
So, yeah. So.
Okay, thank you, Art.
Yeah, so
that's
hopefully that'll help you feel a little bit better about that.
Good source.
That if we're not completely in the dark on that.
Any other comment?
We got somebody here.
Hi, I'm Vicki Jackson. I live on 17346 Main Court. I've been attending these utility meetings, I think, since last February. And the utility meeting, I know Barbara was on there, it's been open. I mean, the board members could have been coming to it. And they were working at a very, very slow pace until we got Rick Allen because we didn't have a city manager. So I think you're not wanting to be participated. They've invited you all. And I think part of the failure has been is the attorneys. Brian had said that he hadn't heard back from response from Christie, your attorney, because our attorney Jeremy has been working on it. I mean, I don't know how much fees and attorney fees we've spent up to working on this agreement, and then now we're at another stance. Hopefully with Rick, we'll get this passed through. Your agreement for them not to be able to initiate, basically, like Rick said, stops it. I mean, you could go on forever, and I believe that for the city of Pine, the citizens really don't know what's going on, and it's really sad. But I don't see in a similar situation. The sewer district is not owned as your own personal money. This is public funds. This is the people's. The city is owned by the people. So I don't see why the sewer district needs to determine whether the city is qualified to take it over. But I would like to see you act toward trying to work together instead of kicking your feet in, your heels. Because it's a total stall tactic. I'm Vicki Jackson.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Vicki Jackson. So, for somebody coming in, I mean, it's pretty obvious. If you're going to work together, then do it. That's what I'd like to see. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments, Vicki. Anyone else? All right. Rick, did you have any follow-up comments?
No. I thank everyone for coming, and I think that this went very well, and I appreciate the work of these districts, of both of the districts and the city council. It's hard to volunteer on these things, you know, and you get beat up no matter what you do. And I think you all work hard. And as I've told some people, the reason that Lapine has grown is the hard work of these sewer and water districts. The work you guys did allowed this community to get where it is. If you hadn't been here 20 years ago in one case and 10 or 12 in the other, Lapine couldn't have grown. And this is just kind of a natural step as we move forward and grow, just, you know, as a community matures. And I think it shows a lot of class on everyone's part here today, really. You know, these things are stressful. I've been in mergers before. You said it at the beginning. They're tough. They're, because people have buy-in, they're worried about employees. Those are all legitimate issues. And the fact that people have concerns and can get a little emotional over it is normal. And I think that my hat's off to everyone today, you know, in the professionalism and trying to move forward on a tough topic. And I think between the gentleman back here and us meeting again in 5 weeks and getting some of you involved with our utility committee and things, we can actually make the community proud and move forward and get this accomplished. So thank you.
Christy, did you have any follow-up comments?
No,
not at all. It's been a pleasure working for the districts and at your disposal.
Thank you very much.
Well, I think it's been a very productive meeting. I would like to thank everyone who attended. I'm really pleased to see that all of the counselors and pertinent staff and board members and everyone could make it. And I agree with Rick. I think we're on our way to doing some things, making some changes that will make the community proud. Not to say that they shouldn't already be proud of Water and Sewer District, because as James is so fond of saying so much of the time, stuff's flowing in and stuff's flowing out, and it's been doing that for years. It's been working great. You guys have done a great job, and we want to continue to be part of that. Farbanne, do you want to adjourn your meeting?
I'm out of here, guys.
Dennis? You
yes.
Adjourned? Okay, your meeting is adjourned.
11:22.
11:22. City of Lapine meeting is also adjourned at 11:22. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Christian.
Yeah. No, it was a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
It's very nice.